Picture this, you're lost in a maze of doubts and uncertainties. As you venture deeper, the walls seem to close in and the path ahead becomes increasingly unclear. Doubts and uncertainties swirl around you. You got to find your own way out. And that deeply held voice that's been in your head since your childhood keeps telling you that you are responsible to find your own way out. Asking for help is a sign of weakness. But what if, in the midst of this labyrinth, you hear a voice, a new voice, that cuts through the confusion and offers a simple yet profound solution? Just ask for help. At first, this idea seems too easy, too straightforward. After all, you should be able to navigate the maze on your own. Today, I'm going to hand you the map and show you the shortcuts to navigate this confusing, challenging maze. Get ready to unravel the mystery of why asking for help is the key to setting you free. That's all coming up next on Stop Doubting Your Dream. Stay tuned. Welcome to Stop Doubting Your Dream. I'm your host, Jeff Meyer, and each week I'll give you practical steps to turn your dream into a viable source of income so you can live without regret, reshape your future, and create the meaningful change you want to see in the world, all without leaving your day job. Let's dive in. Welcome back. You know, there are so many challenges that come up and cause a barrier for people to ask for help. Here are some of the ones I've seen in my own life, seen in the lives of the clients I work with, and just people in ordinary life. Common challenges for asking someone else or something else to help you when you're stuck or struggling. Institutional norms. You know, some institutional systems are built on self-sufficiency. They're led by people that have been taught to never share their weakness, to never be vulnerable, to never show need. And so then from the top down, our leaders present themselves as fully capable experts and never need to ask for anything. After all, that's how they became leaders, right? Because they have all the answers. They have all the solutions. They can fix all the problems. They're self-sufficient. At least that's what the leaders portray. I've experienced this in the church space. The pastor is the one who has all the answers. He's the one that's got all his stuff together. He's the one who can help you. He doesn't need any help. Another common challenge for asking for help is what I want to call today the vulnerability of vulnerability. I mean, have you ever shared a deep need and asked for support only to have it revealed to the whole world by that person that you sought out, that took you in, that you confided in, and they used your vulnerability against you, leveraged by them to gain an advantage, some power over you? I have. And it hurts. It is one of the deepest hurts I've ever experienced, where you trust somebody with your vulnerability. And that kind of hurt can keep you from asking for help ever again. Another common challenge is the weight of reciprocity. If I have to ask for help, they might turn around and ask me to help them, and I'm not sure I'm ready for that contract. Another common challenge is this perceived self-sufficiency. Some individuals have grown up believing that to be dependent on someone else is an evidence of weakness and failure, and it's to be avoided at all costs. That being self-sufficient, on the other side of the coin, is a source of pride and strength. I did it myself. I mean, think about it, as early as you can in your childhood or raising your children. Daddy, mommy, do it myself, right? There's also a common challenge is the fear of burdening others. I mean, people may have a legitimate hesitation to ask for help because they're concerned that they will burden others, and they're taught to never put a burden on someone else, and they will have to carry their own problems or needs in addition to yours. These people may worry that their requests will inconvenience or overwhelm the person they're asking for help. there's also a common challenge with asking for help is simply the lack of awareness of available resources, people not knowing where to go. Some individuals may not ask for help because they're unaware of the resources and the support available to them. It could be due to a lack of information or a belief that help is not accessible or, a big one, affordable. And then there's the desire for independence. Similar to the perceived self-sufficiency, some individuals may prioritize their independence and their autonomy. They may view asking for help as a threat to their control, their sense of control over their own lives. And it's just more desirable to not depend on anyone or anything else. And that's great. And it works until, right, it doesn't. And then finally, let's just acknowledge one of the common challenges to asking for help is some people have a difficulty trusting others. They've been burned, they've been hurt, and they have a difficult time trusting others with their need. They may have experienced betrayal or disappointment. They fear being let down or taken advantage of. So there's just eight that I listed here, but there's so many others, common challenges to asking for help. So it makes sense that people think that asking for help is a sign of weakness and not strength. But I'd like to give you some little nuggets of truth here that put together can build a stronger foundation, a much stronger foundation than the foundation that is built on going it alone and never asking for help. Okay? There are some little known advantages for asking for help that actually build strength. Number one, when we ask for help, we allow ourselves to access diverse perspectives. We're not just relying on our own perspective. It's always good to have other diverse perspectives. It builds strength and resolve. Seeking help exposes us to a variety of viewpoints and ideas that we might not have ever considered on our own. And this can lead to more innovative solutions to problems and a broader understanding of the problem to begin with. In addition to diverse perspectives, we also can build efficiency into our pursuit by asking for help. I think of all the times I tried to slug it alone, to go it alone, the amount of dollars that I spent trying to figure it out myself, the amount of time and energy I spent to try to figure it out myself. When I ask for help, I can actually be more efficient. Collaboration and assistance can often streamline the problem-solving process. I love my team that I get to work with. We can solve problems much quicker together if we can lay them on the table than I can all by myself. Another great benefit, another nugget of truth that shows strength in asking for help is the ability when I ask for help to receive support and encouragement. Going it alone can be overwhelming and isolating. Asking for help can provide emotional support and encouragement along the way, right? Making the journey less daunting and more manageable. I also, here's another point, I can learn and grow when I ask for help. It allows me to learn from others' experiences and their expertise. It helps me grow. Their story becomes mine. It also can help me develop new skills and approaches that I can apply to future challenges. And then the final one, I don't know if you thought about this, but when you ask for help and someone provides that help for you, it helps build relationships. I think of not only reciprocity, but mutuality, right? A true relationship, a true friendship is a two-way street. If I ask for help, I show that I'm trusting them to help me, and the relationship can build trust with others. Demonstrating vulnerability and a willingness to collaborate can lead to deeper connections and future opportunities for collaboration. When I think of the way of Jesus, there's one story that stands out that I like to share when I think about this asking for help. We see the resistance to receive help, and then we see the willingness to receive it in this story. It's the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4. And Jesus is the instigator, right? He's the initiator. He waits by the well. And he asks the Samaritan woman for a drink of water. He asks for help. And in so doing, helps her. He asks this woman for a drink of water. And in the process, he breaks all of the institutional and cultural norms. He initiates a conversation that leads to her spiritual awakening, her understanding of the kingdom of God. And it also opens her up to understand her personal forgiveness for her past sins. This demonstrates that asking for help or engaging in dialogue with others, even those considered outsiders, can lead to transformative encounters and deeper connections. I have seen this over and over again in my life. The other example I would think about in the way of Jesus in terms of asking for help is when Jesus in Matthew 28, it's called, in a familiar passage to many Jesus followers, the Great Commission. Before ascending into heaven, Jesus commissions his disciples. He asks them for help in carrying out his mission to save the world. He says, go and make disciples of all nations. And we get to do this. Jesus could have chosen any way he wanted to save the world. After dying on the cross and rising from the dead and then ascending into heaven, he could have saved the world all by himself. He doesn't need us to do this. He invites us to be part of it. He asks for help. And so, too, for us, this task is too great for any one person. It shows us the need for collaboration, the importance of sharing the role together, seeking help for others, and fulfilling the mission of spreading the gospel. I love these two stories. What do you learn from them as you think about this concept of it is a sign of strength to ask for help? I'd like to close this episode by asking you, giving you two questions that you can ask yourself anytime you're stuck in the maze of confusion or challenge that will lead you to ask for help. Okay, you ready? Question number one is this. What is the root cause right now of my confusion or challenge? What's the root cause of my confusion or challenge? This question helps us to identify the underlying issue that needs to be addressed. It encourages introspection and reflection, enabling you to understand the situation better and formulate a clearer plan of action and helping you figure out and determine who you can ask for help. And that leads us to question number two. Who can I reach out to for help or guidance? Where can I go for help? Is there someone or some process or some community that would be great to help me learn and grow through this challenge? This question encourages you to recognize the value of seeking assistance from others and leads you to a place that might be helpful to you. It prompts you to consider the expertise and support available to you, whether from friends, family, mentors, coaches, professionals, other people on the journey. Armed with these two questions, what's the root cause of my confusion or challenge? And who can I reach out to for help or guidance? Armed with those two questions, you can take steps to seek help and build a stronger foundation on your journey. Thanks so much for joining me again today for another episode of Stop Doubting Your Dream. I'd love to know what stood out to you from this episode, something that you want to act on. What really caught your attention that you want to think about more? Share it with me. And I want to share something new with you today. You can now go to my website at jeffmeyercoaching.com. Click on the podcast tab. And in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little blue microphone. You can actually leave me a voicemail with your thoughts. Maybe you're busy and you're on the road and you want to just leave a voicemail. You can do that on my website. Just one more way to share with me your insights. And who knows? I might share your insights in a future episode. I'd like to invite you also to explore my social media and my blog for more tips and insights on asking for help as a sign of strength and not weakness. And next week, we're going to take some time to appreciate the legacy of family in making transformational change and pursuing our dreams. What power and help is contained when we understand our roots and our branches. See you next week. And as always, remember, the journey towards your dream begins today. Take action with a single step.